Hello and welcome to the Healthy Debate Show on UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Belinda Walia, and today's conversation explores emotional awareness, self-trust, and how inner leadership supports sustainable success and well-being. My guest today is Mimi Bland, whose work centers on mindset, emotional mastery, and leading from the inside out. Mimi supports individuals in understanding how their inner world shapes their choices, relationships, and sense of direction, particularly when life feels demanding or out of balance. Mimi, it's really lovely to have you with us today. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hello, Belinda. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm really excited. So, thank you so much for inviting me.
It's our pleasure. Now, Mimi, your work centres around mindset and emotional mastery. What first drew you into this space, and how did your own journey shape the work you do today?
Yeah, well, to be honest, I never really wanted to come into it. I never done it on an intentional level that this was something that I was going to do. It was really more from a beginning of having quite painful experiences growing up. I also had like a very strong vision that this is what I was meant to do. So it was really stemmed from how can I really help humanity, help people to really overcome some of the things that they're feeling, some of the suffering, the pain that they're creating in the world. So that was really the basis of why I really started this, was to really eliminate pain and suffering. And how could I do that? So that was really how I really started this whole journey and where it's really come to today, if that makes sense.
It makes a lot of sense. And what I'm hearing is is that it wasn't something you forced or planned in a rigid way. It grew out of your experiences and a deep inner knowing. Often the people who do this work most authentically are responding to their own pain and turning it into purpose with a genuine desire to reduce suffering rather than achieve something externally. And it's amazing that you share that journey. I mean, I can relate to it. It resonates with me as well. Thank you for sharing that. Now, many people appear confident and capable on the outside, but feel overwhelmed internally. So what do you notice most often beneath the surface when people come to work with you?
I think one of the main things that I notice that is that people are really not in alignment with the truth of who they are. When I say that, I mean from, you know, the point of view that we are spiritual beings. We chose to come here, and we all came here with something to overcome, something to learn, so for us to really awaken and remember ourselves. And when I work with people, when people come to see me, a lot of people are living lives they don't actually want to be living, or they're not in alignment with what they chose to come here to do. Everybody knows what they want in life. Everybody. Even if they say they don't, they do. So it's the discord. It's from where you are to where you want to be. Like, it's like your higher self, your inner self is calling you to leave that job, or to feel more fulfilled, or to start that project that you wanted, or to be a musician, or whatever it is for you. But there's aspects of you that think, I can't do that, I'm not qualified enough, or I have a family now, or I've got all these stipulations, or whatever it is. So you're always battery against yourself, and that's why people feel a little bit disconnected, why they don't feel confident within themselves, and why they're really sort of living lives that, you know, that they're just not really happy with themselves or happy with the life that they have created up to this moment.
Yes, that's right. And I've come across that again as a psychotherapist, that inner conflict. And that inner conflict that you're describing is something so many people quietly live with. And there's often a deep knowing about what feels true or right for them, but it gets drowned out of fear or responsibility in life in general. And I love the way that you described all of that, those learned beliefs about what's realistic. When that gap widens between who you are and how you're living, it's no surprise people feel disconnected or unsettled. And I know that you often speak about leading from the inside out. And if we go back to what you said earlier, actually, that inner conflict, what does that mean in practical everyday terms?
Well, the inner conflict is really basically you battling against yourself. So somebody will come to me and they might say, like, I want to be a leader, or I want to go into self-development, and I really want to help people to sort of live different lives. And I'm like, well, what's stopping you? And I'm like, well, I don't feel, I have a lot of fear, or I don't feel that I can. So it's always the conversations that you have with yourself. It's the stories that you tell yourself. And a lot of it, going back a little step, behind, back again, is that, we have all been conditioned in this, in the human conditioning, to think a certain way, to feel a certain way. We've been brought up by, wonderful parents or caregivers that have done the best that they could with the experiences and the advice that they had at that time. But we've all been conditioned, and the majority of the conditioning is that people don't believe in themselves. They don't feel worthy of having the things that they want. So that is really what I would say, where a lot of it stems from, is not as feeling unworthy of actually achieving the things you want, or feeling that it's wrong to achieve the things you want. It's like we've got so many belief systems that we have bought into that are complete and utter fallacy. A belief system is just an idea that somebody else has created, but you have taken on as your truth, or but it's working in complete disharmony. It's working in opposition to what you truly want.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for that, Mimi, because that's such a valid point that conflict isn't usually about ability, it's about belief. And those beliefs are largely inherited rather than chosen. And when people start to see that, the fear and self-doubt aren't who they are, but conditioning they've carried. And I think that's the difference, isn't it? To constantly battle with that, but they've got to remind themselves, and it's a valid and important clarification. So thank you for sharing. Now, emotional awareness, and this is what we're talking about, isn't always encouraged in high performance environments. So why do you believe it's essential for long-term well-being and success?
Because I've noticed a lot of people, they bury themselves in activities and habits that are sabotaging themselves. And they're not doing it really sometimes on a conscious level, they're doing it on an unconscious level. So a lot of people, especially high-powered people, and not, I mean, it's not, it seems to be like more of a disease that everyone's, that I speak to at the moment, are taking up, like cocaine, drinking, gambling, pornography, all the stuff. And I'm not saying anything is bad, but if it becomes where it's a problem and it's overtaking your life, then you have a bit of a problem with that area. But it's like most people are looking for something to fill the void inside themselves, because they are not feeling happy. They're not feeling good. So if you go to the down the medical route, they will give you antidepressants, or they'll put you on some form of medication. And that's the worst thing that you can do. And the reason being is that we have all been given a very important guidance system. Our emotions are like a sat navigation system. They are there to tell us when we are connected to ourselves and the things and the life that we want and our happiness, and when we have disconnected from ourselves, when we have believed an idea, or we're thinking about something, or we're not in alignment with what we're truly desiring. So our emotions are one of the most important fundamental things that we can really hone into and listen, because they are always guiding us to our happiness and to what we really came here to achieve. But we're always masking them, because nobody wants to feel what they're feeling. So we bury them deep inside of ourselves. But those feelings will never ever go away until you address them. So you may have to drink more, take more drugs, do more things that you're doing to try to hide it, work harder, work longer hours, or whatever it is you're doing. But at the end of it doesn't matter how much money you make, how much success you have, you'll always feel as if there is something that's missing. And I would say a lot of the clients that come to me, they have created the most phenomenal lives for themselves, and they're miserable, and they feel completely disconnected from themselves, from their families, and from everything that they thought would bring them happiness.
And That's such, again, a really distinctive point there. And I love what you've got to say, because so often those behaviors are attempts to numb or fill something that feels missing rather than the problem itself. And I love that you shared that, because I've come across it so often with my clients and patients, and so many people do. When emotions are treated as signals instead of symptoms to suppress it, opens up a very different conversation about what someone is actually needing and where they've become disconnected from themselves. And that's something I see too, and it really challenges the idea that success automatically equals fulfillment. And when the inner disconnection isn't addressed, external achievements can only distract for so long. And I think it's a really valid and important point. But what happens when people ignore those inner signals, Mimi? I mean, emotionally or physically, when they ignore them for far too long.
Well, like for instance, so there's lots of people that I work with and a lot of people that I know personally. So what happens is like, and also like Belinda, the signal isn't, the emotion isn't what has been created today. This has been going on over years. So you have been suppressing and ignoring how you've been feeling for years. So it's like a build-up. It's like a boil that's coming to a head that finally suddenly explodes, because the emotions, as you know, are mainly recorded when we're children. So it's something that you have created, a story or a belief that you have formed for a situation or an experience that you experienced as a child that you have carried on throughout your whole life. And what happens is, like you said, we keep suppressing this emotion, but this emotion keeps tapping away at you because it wants to be released. All emotions wants to be released from your body. None of the emotions want to stay with you, but because we won't feel it and address it, and we keep suppressing it, they don't go away. And for instance, like one person that I know very well, he has been running away from this feeling since he was a child, and he just doesn't want to address it. It's too painful for him. So what he does, he keeps masking it and masking it with more alcohol, more cocaine, more alcohol, more cocaine. Very wealthy person. But now he has become a victim of his story. And because he's become a victim of the story, he then blames everybody for the reason why he is the way he is, rather than understanding that everything is happening for him to be able to look at, for him to be able to say that this was a situation that I have created for myself, by myself, for me to be able to expand, so that it takes away having to fix the people or the people, because everyone is just a puppet. They're just playing a role in your creation. Nobody can come into your life unless they're on the same vibrational alignment as you are, the same frequency. So what he has done now, he has got so bad that he's still reachable, he's still able to change, but now he doesn't want to. And now he's become tired. So when you become tired, your body starts breaking down. Now he's been given X amount of years to live. Now he's like, he's given up. But because he has got the right information, change can happen in an instant. Anybody can change their life the minute they decide and choose to. I don't care if somebody's been given one day left to live. I've worked with people that have had sicknesses and diseases. They've been told they've got a week to live, 2 weeks to live. They have made a decision. They've had the right knowledge and information that have, so they understand how these emotions are making them sick, and they've transformed their thinking, their whole feeling, the way they've been, their vibrational imprint of what they're broadcasting every day, and they have completely transformed and healed their life. So I know for a fact, because I've done it to myself. I healed my own life and I transformed myself. 10 years of bulimia gone within 36 hours. So I know what's possible. And when I teach, I try to teach from life experiences, because I know that anything, once you set your mindset, once you make that declaration, when you know that everything is a vibration and energy, then once you make that choice, you can change it.
Absolutely. And that's such a wonderful response, because When feelings are ignored or suppressed, they don't disappear, they wait, and they often surface later in far more destructive ways. And the powerful part of what you're saying, Mimi, is that awareness still creates possibility, even after years of avoidance, because the moment someone truly sees their role in the pattern, as well, especially those continuous historical patterns that they have, or even transgenerational patterns that they acquired, can change, and change can still happen. And when people genuinely understand the connection between their inner world and how they're living, it can create profound shifts. And it's wonderful that you're teaching people from your own lived experiences. It gives the message of real depth, because it shows what's possible when someone truly commits to change rather than just talking about it. So thank you so far, Mimi, for your valuable insight. We're going to take a short commercial break now with a word from our sponsors. Please don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy, but every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movement and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the Healthy Debate Show on UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Belinda Walia, and today I'm in conversation with the amazing Mimi Bland. Welcome back, Mimi.
Hello, glad to be here. I'm really looking forward to the second part of our conversation.
And before the break, we were discussing what the inner signals are. So just to continue, many people struggle with that self-trust that you spoke about earlier. How can someone begin rebuilding trust with themselves after years of second-guessing or relying on external validation?
I think we say it's easy, it's not easy, but I think it makes the process much easier when you have the right information about yourself. So when I work with clients and when I speak, I like to give the foundations first of all, because if you don't have the foundations of who you are as a spiritual being and why you've come here and what you have, like what who everybody else is and the roles they're playing in your movie, then you're always going to be sort of like building a house with sand. So it's not sustainable. So I think, you know, like having awareness, it's really important, but awareness can be a double-edged sword, because you can have an awareness of wait, my programs, and why am I thinking and feeling this way? And when I do this, this is what's happening. But you can also have awareness, and most people have awareness on the things that they don't want to create anymore. They're stuck in the past, they're stuck in that story, they're stuck in like, but you don't understand, she done this to me, he done this to me, this happened to me. And yes, they're all part of our reality and they are part of our experience, but they're only a small part of our experience. You know, we're told that not to, like, all our power is right here and right now, and every single moment, 24 hours each day, we get up to make a different choice. Every day we get a choice of we're going to live in the past and live in that story, or decide what we want with clarity. Because most people don't even know what they want, Belinda. You know, they come to me and they say, I just want to be happy. I'm like, well, what's happiness to you? Well, I want to be free. And like, well, you was born free. You're constraining yourself with your thoughts and the way you feel. You're born free. So what is it you want? Oh, if I really had the money, forget about money. Money's the buy, you know, every single thing anyone wants is because they think it's going to make them feel better. Oh, if I could just have that relationship, but what do you want that relationship for? Because I want to be loved. So where are you not loving yourself? Oh, I want the money because then I will feel safe and I'll feel like, you know, safe and secure. So where are you not feeling safe and secure within yourself? So every void you fill within yourself, then the money will come, then the relationships will come, but not to fix you, but to enhance you, because you don't need them anymore. And I think that's the part that people miss. Like, you know, everything is, life is only ever responding to you. Nobody can come into your reality unless first invited by your vibration. And they will say to me, well, I wouldn't have caused this, I didn't ask for this to happen, but you had to be on the same vibration to bring it into your life. So if you're feeling anxious, if you're feeling angry, you're going to attract people that mirror how you're thinking and feeling. If you feel like, if you're worrying about and you're constantly being bombarded about adverts about health and cancers and all these things and all like the political things that are going on in the world, you're actually vibrating and creating the same things as what those people are going to be creating, because your focus is in that whole area that you don't want to bring into your life. So people have to understand that this is a vibrational universe that we're living. Everything is energy, it's all vibrating, and it's up to you to choose where you focus, where you put your attention on, because whatever you put your attention on is going to become part of your reality, wanted or unwanted.
Absolutely. I totally agree. This is often shared, and it's great that you're highlighting it again, because it's so important. I think, Mimi, what you're saying, that attention is powerful, and it's something we often underestimate. Such a valuable point. Thank you for sharing that.
I'd like to add one really important thing, is that when you tune in and focus on what you actually want, you clean up your past and all other dense vibrations. You never clear up the past by focusing on it today. And that's why I would say the majority of self-help doesn't work, because you're always going back, reliving, thinking about why this happened, why that didn't happen. But all you're doing is activating and staying in a vibration of the very thing that you do not want to experience anymore. But the more you focus on what you want, where you're going, why you want it, how you're going to feel when you, like, living there, breathing it, being it, like becoming that person, you clean your past up. The past will no longer have an effect in your future, because it's on a different vibration. So you don't have to keep going back, you don't have to keep touching the past. You know where you are, and all you have to do is literally know where you're going and focus and feel in that direction, and then the past would become a lovely memory without the emotional attachment still attached to it.
Again, Mimi, such valid points, and I think it's really important that people really embrace that powerful input there. When the focus shifts from repeatedly revisiting the past to consciously moving towards what you want to create, the emotional charge naturally loosens, and it's not about denying what's happened, but about changing your relationship with it, so it no longer defines where you're going. and your work with individuals navigating pressure and responsibility, how can people stay grounded without disconnecting from ambition?
I think, like, you know, when I work with a lot of CEOs and leaders and visionaries, you know, they get caught up in the events, in the situations, rather than understanding. So they're reacting rather than responding. So what I teach them is, whatever's happening within your realm, like, you know, a lot of the people that come to us as well, they are vibrating, and we get what we expect of people. So when you go with different expectations, then you're going to have a different result. But if you do get times where you're feeling anxious, or you're feeling triggered, or you're feeling angry or frustrated, because we all get these times, we all get put into these situations, but I always tell my clients just to take a breath, just to go out, make an excuse, just say you have to use the bathroom, go say you have to make a phone call, whatever it is, just stop in that moment rather than responding from anger, from fear, or from any other negative emotion. Mm. Take yourself out 5 minutes, reset yourself, and you can reset yourself just by breathing. Your breath is the first thing that's given to us at birth, and it's there because it helps to regulate the nervous system and bring you back in control of yourself. Another one, you know, that you can do is just place your hand lightly on your heart, because you're refocusing all the energy back into the most powerful organ that we have been given, which is our heart. So you're resetting yourself. And once you've reset yourself, have a think about, what is the outcome that I want to achieve here? What is it that I want from this person? What is it that I want from this situation? So you're then going in an aligned state of being, rather than from trying to react from a situation that isn't going to give you the results you want. So when you go back into that meeting room, or back to have that conversation, you're not coming from the same negative energy anymore. So you'll start getting the results that you want. I know it's hard at first, but it's something that you start practicing. And then when you start understanding, hold on a minute, when I think like this, when I do this, this is what's happening. And when you can start seeing your own patterns and seeing the responses that you get, it becomes more of a game. So it doesn't become that it's hard work. You actually start enjoying it, because you know that everything that's happening around you, it's happening and it's coming from your own frustrations, from your own feelings of anxiety. So most of the time, you will pre-pave, you will do a lot of this work before you're going into the meeting, before you're having that conversation with someone. So it's all, I teach my clients to do this stuff when they're not it, because it's very hard to do it when you're in the midst of a situation. Yeah. But if you pre-do it, before you go into a meeting, before you're going to have that talk, then you're more likely to get the success and the outcome that you desire, rather than the one that's going to come through the frustration and the anger.
Yes, and that whole element of responding rather than reacting is really important as well. And that's such a helpful reframe that you shared, Mimi. When people start noticing their own patterns, it takes the heaviness out of it and brings curiosity in instead. And doing the work before you're in the situation is what makes the difference. I think that's where people they want change instantly, don't they? They don't realize you have to practice and you have to put the work in to know what it is, how your body responds, to know your patterns, to know yourself, to be self-aware and put those boundaries in place if you know you're going into a toxic environment, for example. So boundaries are often talked about but rarely practiced consistently, and it brings me back to that practice element. What does a healthy boundary feel like rather than just look like?
Well, I think, like, you know, we're all running from the wrong premise. Like, you know, it's like we're all needing the condition to change. So if, you know, if he changes, she changes, or this changes, then I'll be happy. But that's not the premise to work from. Our whole ethos and our whole outlook in life should be that the only thing that's important is your happiness. So, and feeling good. So every single day, you should set the intention that today I only look for things that make me feel good and that bring me happiness. Because when you're working from that premise, you're not looking for the conditions to change. So you're not blocking yourself from attaining what you desire. You're actually allowing it to flow in. Because most people are efforting too much. They're trying so hard to get the results that they want. And their efforting is making them miserable. But there is a path of ease and fun and clarity. Like, you know, I was shown many years ago, I have six grandchildren. And they're the greatest teachers to me. You know, I look at my two-year-old grandson and every day is an adventure to him. He gets up and everything's an adventure. He finds a broom, a box, and he's a, you know, he's a knight, or he uses that box as a car or something. His imagination is amazing. And we forgot how to play. We've become so serious in life. And our imagination is our seat of God. It's you imagine everything and then you're bringing it into reality. We're master manifestors. We've just forgot who we are and why we came here. So if we could just, like, I know it sounds crazy. I do it all the time and people might think I'm quirky, but I do live a completely different lifestyle to most people. I'll take my shoes and off, and I'll sit on the park in the park, and I'll swing on the swings, and I'll watch the birds, and I'll just sit there being so grateful for the day and smell flowers and get back to being childlike. I would run with my grandchildren and dance, and I'm the silly, goofy nanny. But life isn't supposed to be serious. It's supposed to be fun. And when you are aligned with yourself, when you're back to loving who you are, loving your life and living from your true authentic self, what makes you happy, not making money because you need money to pay a mortgage and everything else. And I know we all need money, but the money will come when you're in tune with what you want. Most people that I work with, say for instance, there's a lady who was in corporate for years and she was making eight figures. Miserable as hell, sort of like so detached from herself. She hated her life. And when I said to her, what is it you actually want? Oh, I just love walking, I love nature, but I can't do it, there's no money in there, I have mortgages to pay. So who says there's no money in walking and nature? So what is it that you enjoy? In the end, she started dog walking, and then she started a dog walking business. She makes more money now than she ever made in the corporate world, but she's happy. So everything's attainable if you're just honest with yourself. And when you're living in alignment with, like I said, with your happiness, with the things that make you feel passionate, then life becomes a joyful life to live. And that's what we're here for. Life is so short and fleeting. Why wake up and be miserable every day? Because it's only you that's blocking your happiness and keeping yourself miserable.
Yes, and I love that. I love what you're sharing today, Mimi. It's such valuable insight there, and that really brings it back to the core premise. When happiness becomes the starting point rather than the reward, everything shifts, and letting go of the idea that conditions must change first creates space for ease, play, and authenticity. And that's often where creativity and opportunity naturally flow. So reconnecting with that childlike curiosity reminds us that life isn't meant to be forced, it's meant to be lived. And I'm sure a lot of listeners will really enjoy our conversation today, because I think it needs to be heard. It's wonderful. Thank you. You encourage people so much to make those changes, and I think it's wonderful that you're sharing this today. Thank you once again, Mimi, for all that you have shared so far. We're going to take another short commercial break and we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Imagine. Every day, clients walk into your office with their concerns about intimacy, identity, desire, and trauma. Questions that require more than basic training. Emotional and sexual dynamics are evolving, and today's professionals must evolve with them. We hear from parents unable to start conversations with their children around identity. Too often, adolescents have learned their sexual ideas from the internet. Couples have difficulty communicating about sex with each other. At the International Institute of Clinical Sexology, you can gain the specialized skills and knowledge to address those issues with confidence. Whether you are a therapist, coach, educator, or other healthcare professional, our advanced certifications and PhD program empower you to become a highly skilled, sought-after sex therapist. Expand your expertise. Elevate your earning potential. Start your journey today with the International Institute of Clinical Sexology. Imagine making a difference in our world. Learn more at clinicalsexologyphd.org.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the Healthy Debate Show on UK Health Radio. I'm Belinda Walia, and today I'm joined by the incredible Mimi Bland. Welcome back, Mimi.
Oh, thank you, Belinda.
So, Mimi, how does self-awareness change the way people show up in relationships, for instance, both personally and professionally?
I think self-awareness makes you understand that you're looking for the other person to change their behavior or change what they're doing in order for you to feel good. And when you understand that it's nobody's job or responsibility to make you feel good, that's your only job. And sometimes you create these people because they are a mirror reflection showing you how you feel. And I hate the word people say narcissist, like, oh, he was narcissist, he done this to me, or she done this to me. There is no such thing really as a narcissist. It's a label. What they are is they're people that are coming in response to your vibration, showing you how you really feel about yourself. So they're giving you the opportunity to go in and constantly clean yourself up. So if somebody is reflecting to you, like, for instance, I'll give you a quick example. I grew up feeling so unworthy. You know, I used to be locked in a cupboard with a baby's potty, beaten all the time, and constantly told every day I was dirty and disgusting. So I grew up really hating myself to a degree, and my self-worth was on the floor. So if I used to go out, if there was 20,000 lovely people, lovely men out there, I'd pick the one that would abuse me, that would speak badly to me, because that was my expectation, even if it was on a subconscious level. So that person, I would try to make love me, but they couldn't love me because I didn't love myself. And all they were reflecting to me by their behavior to me was the aspects of me that I needed to go in and heal. And the moment I started loving myself, healing myself, realizing that I was born worthy, that's when life started changing. So what I would say is that, you know, you have to take full responsibility for your life. It is nobody else out there. And when you stop blaming other people and understanding that they are there to help you come back to yourself, everything changes in life. Your relationship with them changes, the relationship with yourself changes, and if they're not meant to be in your life, they will peter out because you're no longer on the same vibration as they are. And you will bring in people that are in alignment with the new vibration of what you truly want to experience.
Absolutely. And I'm so sorry you had to go through all that trauma. And
oh no, honestly, I look at it as a gift, Belinda. Honestly, I wouldn't be who I was, and as a spiritual person, I chose to come here to experience that, because how can you eliminate pain and suffering if you've not experienced pain and suffering? So you have to be able to teach it from a place of, oh yeah, I felt that, I've been there, I've done it, but I've overcome it, and this is how you can too. So it's a gift. Everything is a gift to us.
Yes, thank you for sharing your vulnerable self, because there's real depth to your work. And when teaching comes from those, again, lived experiences rather than theory, it really lands differently, doesn't it? Seeing even the hardest experiences as something that can be transformed into understanding and service, reframes them from wounds into wisdom. And you've worked with many people who feel stuck despite doing all the right things. What usually unlocks movement for them?
I think it's mainly like an understanding. Like, you know, most people are trying to constantly fix what's broken. Regardless if it's a health issue, if it's a business issue, you're always trying to fix the thing that's stuck or not moving. I always tell my clients, get off the subject, because you might have two things over here that's working. Focus on the things that are working and making you happy. It doesn't mean that you're ignoring the thing that's stuck, but what happens is 9 times out of 10, you become happier, your vibration rises, you start feeling good, then you might get a different idea, or you might have an insight, or that thing might just shift and change on its own, because it's only your focus, your negative focus, that is making it not work for you, because you might be getting more frustrated, or you might be angry at it. So you're putting in the negative vibration. But if you move over here and you might do something that you might, and it could be anything. Like for me, I'll go and see my grandchild or my grandchildren, or I go to walk in nature. I love singing. I have things that really lift my soul and my spirit up. And then I come back to the office while I'm doing a piece of work, and suddenly I think, oh, I've got an idea, or oh, I know why that's not working now. Or I look at it from a completely different perspective, which changes that perspective. But I will say, as long as you're feeling negative emotion, it always means that you're not keeping up to speed with what you truly desire. And the answer to, I always say, is stop being realistic. It's really ruining your life. We're always looking at everything through our senses, how we think, how we feel, how we see, what we hear. And it's not your senses. They're just a vibrational interpretation of what you have created up to this point in your life. That means there is no doctor, there is no government, there is no nothing that can stop you from creating the outcome that you desire. Because if you created it in the first place by your vibrational signature that you're emitting, even if it was unconscious, that means that consciously, by choosing and deciding what outcome you want now, you can consciously change any pattern, any outcome in your life, because you created it all. And that to me is so powerful.
Absolutely, it definitely is. And such a helpful reframe again, shifting attention away from what feels stuck and towards something that, towards what's already working, often changes the energy completely. And of course, we live in a world that constantly demands output. How can people reconnect with meaning and intention in their lives? Because we've spoken about practicing and empowering yourself and actually understanding your patterns and changing your intentions to liberate yourself. But how can people reconnect? What can they do?
I think, like, for me, I always say to people, what is it that you truly, truly desire? And like a lot of people don't know, but I'd say, like, get a piece of paper and just keep writing, because you might get stuck for the first 2 minutes and then you're going to flow, because everybody knows what they want. Write down if money or if no obstacles or situation was something that you had to think about or factor in. What is it that you would be, do or have if you was really being true? If you had a guardian angel that came to you tomorrow and they could say you have 3 wishes, what would your 3 wishes be that you think that you all that you would love to do? And then you can orchestrate it that way. Because I think, like, when you really are in tune, like one person that I know really, really wanted to be a musician. He loves music. He's so talented. He can pick up any musical instrument, a drum, if it's the guitar, if it's the piano. He is musically gifted, but he cannot read music. It's a gift. And I remember his father told him that if you're not going to do something and be the best at what you do, then don't even start it. So for years he's felt frustrated. For years he's felt like, I'll give this up tomorrow and go and play in a band and, you know, abroad or anywhere. And I said, well, just start up a band. You can do it for fun. No, because what's the point? It's not going to get me anywhere. You don't know. You could be heard and put on the telly, cut a record. We're always limiting ourselves. So I think the first thing is, like, being truthful to yourself, because the truth, as they say, will set you free. And, you know, if you think about it on a spiritual level, creation is complete. All of creation is complete. The only thing we need to do is to figure out what we want and get out the way. The making it happen isn't really our job. It's about clarity and what are you doing to stop the outcome that you want? Because you're the one that's adding the resistance and the blockages into you achieving what you want. So if you can make happiness and feeling good your goal, and if that might be sitting eating a cookie or Haagen-Dazs ice cream or whatever it is for you, there is no stipulation, there's no right or wrong answer. It's what makes you feel good. We're all individuals. There's no one technique that works for everybody or anybody, because everything is the placebo anyway. So yeah, every technique is just you giving yourself permission to allow that technique to work for you. So I think it's about you really honing into who you are, what you want to experience. And I think that's the answer to everything.
Absolutely. Thank you. And that really simplifies it beautifully when people get clear on what they want and stop resisting themselves and get out of their own way and making, I think things begin to unfold far more naturally when you do that, and making feeling good the priority isn't indulgent, it's foundational, I would say, because once that resistance drops, clarity replaces effort and people stop trying to force outcomes and start allowing them. And finally, Mimi, if listeners were to take one step this week towards deeper self-awareness and inner alignment, what would you encourage them to begin with?
I would say, like, literally just get out of your own way. Like, you know, we are so conditioned in this world, and I think that is the biggest disease in humanity. We are conditioned to believe certain things, to have to think a certain way. You know, if you don't do this, then you're not good enough. If you don't have 1.2 children and a garage and a dog and a house, then, you know, you don't fit into normality. And all the religious points of views, everything is really causing us to separate from ourselves. So I'd say the first thing is to go and spend some time on your own, and whatever that means for you, it you know, they will say meditating, but meditating is literally just quieting the noise externally so that you can hear yourself. So that might be mean spending time sitting in a park. I've got a lot of clients that like to ride their bikes, or sometimes swimming, because it's anything that can distract you and take away from the reality that you've created and the reality that you're living in right this minute. So find something that brings you peace in your heart for a little while, and then just sit with a notepad and then just write down, get to know yourself, because we don't know ourselves. We're always running away from ourselves, and people can't stand sitting with themselves. They have to keep filling it with noise and with people, and they're like, oh, I can't be on my own. I can't stand it. You can't stand it because you're not stopping to listen to what you truly want. So you're constantly running away from yourself. But find the time in a quiet environment to sit with yourself and to really love yourself and to really put your hand on your heart, to do some deep breathing, and to really ask yourself, like, I can be, do, or have anything in this reality. What is it that I think that I truly want to be happy? What is it that I really want to experience? And then just sit in the silence for a few minutes, and you'll start seeing, you'll start having ideas and visions, and you'll remember things when you was a child that maybe you loved to dance or paint or things, and then just start writing them down and start looking at it, because that is your blueprint of your life. And if you followed your internal blueprint, then you could never be unhappy, because you're living the whole reason why you chose to come here, and you're being truthful to yourself. And I think that's really, really important.
That's beautiful. A beautiful note to end on. Thank you so much, Mimi, for such a thoughtful and grounding conversation. It's been truly inspiring. It's been a real pleasure having you on the show. If our listeners wanted to reach out, where can they find you?
My website is www.mimibland.london. Instagram is just mimibland.london. LinkedIn is just Mimi Bland. So you could just put me into Google, to be honest. If you just put Mimi, M-I-M-I, Bland, B-L-A-N-D, I will come up on Google, and there'll be lots of information on there that you can contact me.
Thank you for that. And if today's conversation resonated, please do share it with someone who may benefit. We'll leave you today with Good as Hell by Lizzo, a reminder to check in with yourself, trust your inner voice, and keep moving forward with confidence. I'm your host, Belinda Walia. Until next time, take care of yourself and each other.
Yes, Lord, trying to get some new shit in there, swimwear, going to the pool, shit.